Okay, this is a pre-hearing conference and file number W-16-004. My name is Sue Tanner. I'm the hearing examiner. And let's find out who's here for the parties. Mr. Eustace.
Jeffrey Eustace for the appellant, the Queen Anne Community Council. And seated to my right is Marty Kaplan, representative of the council.
Okay, and for the department?
I'm Jeff Wentland. I'm with the defendant, which is the Office of Planning and Community Development.
Okay.
Nick Welch, also with the Office of Planning and Community Development.
And we'll call you the respondent.
So
I got the motion to dismiss. Well, first let me start with something else that I need to bring up. When I first read the appeal, I looked at it as an appeal that applied citywide. Essentially, it's an appeal of a measure that applies citywide. So I didn't think too much about the Queen Anne aspect of it. But as I was looking at it yesterday, I realized I need to tell you, I live on Queen Anne. I have never been to a Queen Anne Community Council meeting, and this is the first time I've ever seen Mr. Kaplan. And because this does apply citywide, I didn't think I needed to recuse myself, but if you have comments, please feel free to raise them. I'm asking the department.
I don't think we see any problem with that.
Okay.
No comment.
All right.
Nor does the appellant.
Okay. So I got the motion to dismiss. And then I got the response this morning. I'm not going to decide that issue right away. What I think I should do, you're right, Mr. Eustace, that we don't hold non-attorneys to the same standard that we do attorneys as far as the issues go. But I think that the department, in order to be able to respond to those issues, needs to have a clarification. And so I'd like to do is set a date for the clarification of issues, and that would be fairly soon, as in the 22nd. The 19th. And then I would like the department, if you'd like to file a revised motion in response to what you see more clearly in the list of issues, you could do that by the 25th. And a response to that motion would be the 27th or so. I'm setting it early because I think you would want to have a decision by the 15th, or by the 29th of July, which I could do with that schedule. If you didn't need a decision until the 15th of August, that's the next date I could get to it. So we need to think about the schedule of the case. I mean, the hearing is set for the 31st, isn't it? Yes.
Yes. I realize that the examiner certainly has her own time constraints, so it's
well,
not
I don't,
for me
I
assume to dictate.
Parties have none.
Not for me to dictate. I would note that I will be, I have an absence, or I think I filed a notice of unavailability from Friday the 29th then through the next week. I suppose it would be interesting to me to know which of these issues survive and not before I depart, although there's probably nothing I can do about that.
Are you going to be, as usual, completely out of reach?
Yes.
Every summer, we want to go with you, actually. Anyway.
Bobbing off the coast of Vancouver Island.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I will be.
We can reach you. So by the 29th, if the decision was to come out on the 29th, would you be able to receive that somehow?
I would try.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that earlier schedule works best for your schedule. How about the department?
Well, interestingly, I'm on vacation that same week as Mr. Eustace.
Okay.
So the schedule looks great.
Okay.
And sounds good.
Okay, so let's get that down. The revised issues, not revised issues, because they can't be revised, but they do need to be clarified within the scope of what's already there, needs to be filed on the 19th. And then the revised motion, the 22nd, is that enough time? I mean, we're not expecting new issues because they can't raise new issues, but they're going to clarify what they mean by the ones that are there.
Yeah, as Nick said, the first time you mentioned the dates, I think you mentioned the 25th for the revised motion.
Well, it only gives them time to respond just like 2 days. What is the 25th is a Monday, and so the 27th, well, if I gave you until the 25th, Mr. Eustace, could you respond by noon on the 28th? Because I have to have some time to write.
Oh, certainly. But just, I don't think it's going to take a great deal of effort to digest the issues. Part of the purpose of the response was to focus the issues. And I think you could expect that the issues that we clarify are those that I focused on in the opposition.
Well, our read of the response was that we, as the hearing examiner suggested, really feel like we need a lot more clarity and probably think that there are many items in there that really aren't relevant to the action at hand. And our revised motion would probably be consistent with that.
So could you do it by the 22nd, or do you need to the 25th?
I think we want to be cooperative and participate in good faith. So if it should be the 22nd, I could be okay with that. We could do it by the 22nd.
All right, and then Mr. Eustace, you would need to get yours in by the 27th, your response.
Okay, that should be fine.
All right, and I will get something out to you by the end of the day on the 29th. Okay, so I think the only other thing we need to do today, but let's just start there, and if you have something else, we can go on to it, talk about a time for getting witness and exhibit lists in and copies of exhibits. So I am suggesting that the appellants do it either on the 17th or the 18th of August, and the department on the 24th or the 25th, if one of those 2 days works better for each of you, that's fine. Again, assuming that you'd like to see them somewhat in advance of the hearing. Anybody want to
talk? Yeah, just for ease of reference. What days of the week are we dealing with? The 17th or 18th? I'm sorry.
The 17th or 18th, that is a Wednesday or a Thursday in August. And the 24th or 25th, or just 1 week later.
Yep.
Just a second. Okay. Either the 17th or 18th would be fine.
Okay.
My contact with Queen Anne Community Council will, in fact, be out of town that week, and because of communications, I guess I would prefer the later date, the 18th.
All right, the 18th, and then the 25th for the department. Now let me ask you, Mr. Eustace, at this time, you're not committing, but I need to know approximately how many witnesses, because I need to think about time for the hearing. In particular, particular experts?
Well, I guess, in truth, I don't know. But I would expect about 3.
Experts?
Yes.
Okay. And then some people from the community council, obviously Mr. Kaplan. Not necessarily. Anyway,
yes.
3 experts and maybe a few others, a couple, 2, 3.
I would expect so, yes.
All right.
As you can see from the tentativeness of my answer, I don't have individuals. I have slots in mind, but not individuals.
Okay. And how about for the department?
I think we would likely have a similar number of witnesses to the appellate on the topics that they choose to have experts present.
Okay.
So probably 3.
All right. Can we reserve the afternoon of the 1st, just in case we need it? And that's 6 experts, so that's a day and plus right there, potentially. What's your schedule?
It's fine. I think it's fine on our end.
We could reserve the afternoon of the 1st.
Okay. Anything else we need to cover today?
I don't believe so.
Nothing.
Okay. Further. All right, thank you. I'll get an order out to have this all in paper for you.
Very good.
Thanks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.